ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் பர்த் ஆஃப் கணேஷா. யூ மே பி அவேர் தட் ஹிந்துயிசம் இஸ் அ ரிலிஜன் லைக் கிறிஸ்டியானிட்டி, இஸ்லாம், எட்ஸெட்ரா. இட் இஸ் அ ரிலிஜன் பீங் ஃபாலோட் இன் மெனி பார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் ப்ரைமரிலி இன் இண்டியா. காட் இஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன், பட் டு பர்சானிஃபை த வேரியஸ் பவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் காட், ஹிந்து மெத்தாலஜி மென்ஷன்ஸ் எ நம்பர் ஆஃப் காட்ஸ் அண்ட் காடஸஸ். சிவா இஸ் ஒன் சச் காட். பார்வதி இஸ் இஸ் ஸ்பௌஸ். தே ஹாவ் டூ சன்ஸ். த எல்டர் ஒன் இஸ் நோன் அஸ் கணேஷா அண்ட் த யங்கர் ஒன் இஸ் கால்ட் கார்த்திகேயா. தே லிவ் இன் அ மவுண்டன் நோன் அஸ் கைலாஷ். இட் இஸ் அ மவுண்டன் சம்வேர் இன் த யூனிவர்ஸ். நோ ஒன் ஹஸ் சீன் திஸ் மவுண்டன். கணேஷா இஸ் அ கியூட் லிட்டில் காட். பிஃபோர் ஐ கம் டு தி மெயின் ஸ்டோரி, ஐ வில் டெல் யூ அ லிட்டில் பிட் ஆஃப் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் அபவுட் ஹிம், பிகாஸ் ஹீ இஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி ப்ரைமரி கேரக்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஸ்டோரி. Ganesha has got an elephant face and a pot belly. He has two wives. They are known as Siddhi and Buddhi. There is an anecdote to indicate as to how he got his elephant face. Well, it was a time when Shiva and Parvati used to live alone in their house at Kailash. The children were not born and Shiva did not keep any servants at home. It was the practice of Shiva to go to the forest early in the morning. He used to remain there doing meditation for a long time and returned late in the afternoon. During that time, Parvati had to stay alone at home. She used to be worried that there was no one to look after the house during those times. One day, as usual, Shiva went to the forest, leaving Parvati alone. After he left, Parvati wanted to take a bath. She wanted to have somebody for the security of the house. She was preparing at the time turmeric paste for application over her skin. Suddenly, an idea came to her mind. She took a small amount of the turmeric paste, sprinkled some water over it, and recited a hymn. And lo, a handsome boy emerged from the turmeric paste. Then Parvati told the boy, "Listen, I am going to take bath. You should stand at the door and prevent any person from entering the house." The boy agreed to do as ordered. A little later, Shiva returned home. Parvati was still taking her bath at that time. The boy obviously did not know Shiva. He promptly stopped Shiva. "Hey, who are you? My mother is taking bath. Do not enter the house," the boy said. Shiva got perplexed and annoyed. Obviously, he also did not know this boy. He thought, "Who is this boy who calls Parvati as his mother? It must be some mischief." Then he told the boy, "Hey lad, who are you?" "I am Shiva. I am the owner of this house. How dare you enter my own house and ask me not to enter?" But the boy was adamant. He said, "Look, I do not know you. You must wait till my mother returns." Shiva lost his temper. He told the boy, "Look, do not provoke me. I will punish you severely." But the boy was still adamant. It was a bad situation. Shiva felt that the boy had not only trespassed into his house, but was also preventing him from entering into his own house.
So without any further hesitation, he chopped off the head of the boy with his weapon called Trishul. The head of the boy flew away to a long distance and fell somewhere. At that time, Parvati finished her bath and came out. To her great horror, she saw the headless body of the boy. She cried, "Oh my Lord, you have killed our son," and started weeping. Lord Shiva felt confused. "What are you talking, Parvati? You have not seen that boy. He is not our son. He is some intruder into our house. He was stopping me from entering the house. How can I kill my own son?" said Shiva. Parvati said, "My Lord, it is sad that you do not know the boy. I had no occasion to tell you. I created this boy from the turmeric paste and asked him to guard the house. You have killed him." So saying, she started crying more and more. Then only Shiva realized that he had acted in a hurry due to anger. He exclaimed, "Oh my God, I had acted in a hurry. Anger is really bad. It is due to anger that I have spoiled the power of my thinking and landed myself into this wretched situation." Then he told Parvati, "Do not worry, Parvati. I will bring him back to life." So saying, he consoled Parvati. But Parvati continued to cry. Shiva searched for the chopped head of the boy. But he could not find it. He called his followers, known as Ganas, and instructed them, "Go out and get the head of the first living being you come across." The Ganas rushed out to a nearby jungle and came across an elephant. They immediately cut off its head and brought it to Shiva. Shiva put the head of the elephant on the body of the boy, sprinkled some water and brought him to life. Parvati was thrilled with joy. Shiva was also happy. Since the Ganas had helped to bring back the life of the boy, they named the boy as Ganesha. That is how Ganesha is having the head of an elephant.